I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. Are you ready for or in the middle of a paradigm shift in your own work? I wonder if you are experiencing this or noticing this, because this is something that I am seeing for a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs at the moment. There is this call to deepen and evolve your body of work and how it is that you're working with your clients. So let's talk about this first of all in the context of a paradigm shift, right? So I spoke about the paradigm shift we're really seeing at the moment in the online business space on the podcast last week. So I do really encourage you to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. But a paradigm shift is where we are seeing a major shift to beliefs, assumptions, practices, perspectives in a specific area. So last week I spoke about how that is looking in the online business space. And today I'm talking about how I'm seeing that to look for a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs. And so for so many of us, we facilitate our clients in creating paradigm shifts, you know, at different levels. I'm sure we've all had the experience of working with a client over time. And this can also just happen in an instant where this person has this dramatic realization or breakthrough whereby all of a sudden they just are seeing themselves or their business or their life in a whole new light. And with that, like they've really taken on this whole new perspective, and that might come with different beliefs and different views about what it is that is actually possible or what reality actually is or what is true for them as they move forward in their life. And as I say, that can happen in an instant, but it can happen over time as well. And there's like this clear kind of delineation of the before and the after, and this really dramatic change has happened. So we can facilitate these for other people. And I'm quite sure that you've had this experience for yourself in your own life as well, because for a lot of us who are spiritual entrepreneurs, it's part of the reason oftentimes that we have gotten into doing the work that we are now doing. And the question I have for you, is it now time for you to experience this or experience this again in your own work? So what might be some of the signs that you are ready for a paradigm shift in your own work? So it could be that you are experiencing an income plateau or dip. It can be this kind of sense of uneasiness or unsteadiness or feeling a bit ungrounded. Maybe a little bit of doubt around some of the processes or tools or even modalities that you have used with so much success, and then it might feel like sometimes it isn't quite enough or it's not working in the exact same way that it kind of used to work to achieve the same kinds of results. And it can be that your clients have changed, and it can also be that you have expanded your own work, your own knowledge, and you may not have quite brought it all together yet. And so now you are seeing the gaps, because actually more is possible, more is available. You can do more to support your clients. And this can be the driver that causes you to initiate a deep dive into understanding and feeling into and intuiting what is the work that I'm going to be bringing through at this time? What is the next evolution of the work that I'm going to be doing with my clients? So let me share what I am seeing with some spiritual entrepreneurs. And if you can relate, this might be telling you that it is time for a paradigm shift in your own work. So number one, what you've created in the past is just not quite landing as it did. So you might have a way that you shared your work, and that can be as simple as saying, you know, you can book in for a kinesiology session, or you can book in for this type of session. And that might have been all that you needed to do to be fully booked out, right? Or you might have created a specific type of offer or a program, or you had specific tools that you taught to your clients. But then when you are looking to market this work or this offer, it's just not quite landing, as I say, in quite the same way. Like, people aren't connecting with it like they did, and you're not necessarily getting the bookings or the sales or the level of like connection and conversation around the work that you have experienced in the past. And you might feel like, oh, there's something that needs to change, and you might not be quite sure. It's like, is it just the market, or is it that I'm being, you know, asked to evolve this? It's not always really clear. Number two, what I can also see to happen is that you might have collected additional trainings, modalities, new intuitive gifts might have arrived for you, new ways of working, and this might have happened over a period of years. And you might feel like it has become harder and not easier to explain what it is that you help your clients with and how. And indeed, you might not be fully clear on how all of those pieces now fit together. Or maybe it's clear within your own brain or when you're actually working with a client, but it's harder to explain it in a way that really makes sense for other people. I mean, we know that we're getting it right. We kind of see people's eyes light up, or that click of understanding or recognition, particularly, of course, from people who would be our ideal clients. But equally, I think it can be really great when people who might never engage with us in our work can really understand what it is that we're describing about what it is that we're doing, or the explanation that we are offering. Of course, it's not essential, but you know, it can indicate, oh, I've landed on an explanation that feels really clear to, you know, I guess I want to say the average person, rather than someone who's like deeply already connected with the work that I do. And so you just might feel like, oh, I'm just sitting in this kind of uncertainty. Like, what does make me unique? What does make me stand out? And it doesn't quite feel as clear as it could. Number three, you might be really feeling a need, or life, the world might be reflecting back to you, a need for more specific messaging and strategy in your business. And, you know, you just might not be quite clear on like, how is it that I do want to continue to grow my business or to bring new people into my work? And that might have had a particular kind of flow in the past. And you might be feeling like, oh my gosh, it's not flowing like it did. And now, because perhaps it was a little bit more ad hoc, or it just seemed to happen, or what I was doing was working, now I'm not quite sure how to turn back on that flow. So some spiritual entrepreneurs might feel like, I don't really like strategy, or I don't like the idea of that word strategy. But if we think of it as being like just the way things happen, you know, the way, like if you desire to attract new clients into your world, knowing how that happens, like that is strategy. Or having, and of course, I know as well, like we can attract clients in through magic as well, and people can find us through all of these different ways. But yeah, strategy is how, if I am wanting to bring people or attract people into a program, the exact right fit people, knowing how I might do that, that's strategy. Or how it is that I might grow the business or evolve to the next level, that's strategy. You might feel like, yeah, I'm not clear on that. So that is a gap that I am sometimes seeing for some of my, you know, spiritual entrepreneurial clients at the moment, especially with some of the changes that are taking place. Things that may have worked in the past just might not be working. So when we are in a paradigm shift, or we're kind of looking at this change maybe that needs to take place, and maybe we're needing to go through a paradigm shift to get to the other side. So we might currently be sitting in a bit of uncertainty or doubt or overwhelm or confusion, or this feeling of I don't know what works, I don't know what's next, I can't see what it is that I'm creating, my vision for my business doesn't feel, you know, clarified. So we can be sitting here, and then how do we get to the other side where we've landed in terms of, now I have this renewed clarity, certainty, groundedness about what it is that I'm doing, who it is that I'm doing it for, and having that sense of flow and also growth in my business. Like, how do we get from here to there? How do we create that paradigm shift? Well, this is what I am seeing to be needed. From the business side, to me, this is really clarifying, first of all, exactly what you want, what your version of success is, what you desire to create in your business, because of course, we all have very different aspirations and desires and lifestyles and responsibilities, and all of those things impact on what it is that we desire to create. And understanding exactly what it is that you do. So having a renewed freshness and certainty around that is something I'm seeing to be incredibly valuable. Like, if you can name exactly what it is that you do and exactly how that supports your clients to achieve certain kinds of results, to work towards their goals, to solve the particular problems that they have, there is so much power in that. And as well, this then leads into what I'm seeing to be really working at the moment, is an increased specificity in your offers around the specific problems that your clients are experiencing now. Now, of course, you might think straight away, but my clients are experiencing all kinds of different problems, or I work with all kinds of different things. And yes, there might be a narrowing around that. And it also might be you being able to speak more, like you can still have perhaps, you know, one offer that actually you take people through this particular process, this particular kind of pathway, and whatever the problem is or whatever the goal is, that might be the case. But then you can speak to that more specifically in your messaging as how it helps with this problem, how it helps with that problem. So that's where the specificity might be. What I'm also seeing to be really important at the moment is this close communication with your clients, with your followers, like being willing to have conversations and bring people into conversations so you actually do understand what problems your clients are experiencing now, or what it is that they are, you know, talking about. So if you're raising different topics, like what they are offering, what their insights are, what challenges they are mentioning. And of course, you can be doing that through
conversations in DMs. You can be doing that through surveys. You can be inviting people to share with you in different ways. And I think that clarity and that close communication with your clients is so helpful at the moment, especially if you're trying to understand, like, what is it that my clients most need and what is it that I can create that's going to really serve that need. And more specific messaging, so really specific messaging that someone can read and to feel like, oh my gosh, yes, that is me. That is how I feel. And I think this is where we can really get a bit of a leg up on something like a ChatGPT or other forms of AI. And, someone can certainly prove me wrong on this, but no matter how specific the input that I'll put into AI, it's like, oh, can you create this or write this? It's like, it never comes back feeling like it's talking to my ideal client like it does when I write it myself. And when I am actually thinking about my ideal client and I am just in flow speaking to that person. And also, what I'm seeing to be needed is this increased clarity around your thought leadership. What do you want to be known for? And how is it that you do support your clients? And how do you talk about that? And how do you really illuminate that for your clients in a way that really allows them to connect and to feel like, oh my gosh, yes, you are the person I want to work with on this particular issue or to solve this particular problem or as I move towards these particular goals. So that's the business aspect. Then as you are going through that evolution and that deeper work, I see this to come with quite a lot of uncertainty. It really can demand a lot of you. And to me, that tends to require healing. And so it's being willing to do that extra healing on yourself and for yourself and to support yourself in that way as you go through this evolution, because growth can just bring up so much in terms of emotions, beliefs. It can trigger old patterns, old stories, and we really want to be releasing the past and coming back into our power in the present. So I see that there are often these deeper layers of healing within ourselves that is required in order to birth and to bring us into alignment with new work, with the work that we're desiring to bring through in support of us growing our businesses. And then as you are going through this process of growing your business, the next thing that I see to be essential is the psychology, because you're stepping into a new identity. So on the other side of a paradigm shift, you are a different person. And so what is that identity that you are stepping into, and how can you support yourself on a day-to-day basis to step into that? Like, what tools are you going to use? How are you expanding your capacity? How are you staying regulated in that? How are you holding yourself in expansion? So the business, the healing, the psychology, and that's actually the signature framework that I have developed for the new body of work that I am actually downloading at the moment. And to me, like, that framework has given me so much clarity and so much more understanding of specifically how it is that I support my clients as they grow their businesses. And I would love you to support you to create that clarity for yourself. So how can we get started with that? I'm going to give you some homework. Are you ready? So number one, I want you to pay really close attention to what you see to be going on for your clients, the specific problems they're having right now in today's energies, in this market. And so how might you initiate some of these conversations? It could be through polls. It could be through asking questions in your Instagram stories or asking questions on your Facebook page and asking people to send you a DM in your newsletters. You might ask a question, ask people to please reply. You might have an anonymous survey that you put into your newsletter, or it might be with the emails so you can actually get in touch with people after they have answered that survey about, like, what are their biggest challenges right now? What are they struggling with? What are they looking for support with at the moment? And then you might be able to say, oh, I've got this particular resource. It might be something free that you've got. You could initiate in conversations that way as well. And then number two, start to think about, how specifically do you support your clients with the problems that they need help with right now? So what's the unique way that you do that? And a signature framework, signature model could be a really great way, even if you feel like you've done this work before. If you do it in the energies of now, in the energies of today, with all of the skills, abilities, and modalities and trainings and updated knowledge about how you work with your clients that you have right now, you might find it really helps you to deepen into a greater understanding of how you specifically support your clients with the problems that they need help with right now. And I'm more than happy to share with you my model and then use that as an example, because there's other aspects to it other than what I've just shared, so that you can then use that as inspiration. Because of course, it goes without saying, yours is going to be different, even though you might hear it and go, oh, that feels like a bit like what I do or something like that. It's not going to be the same, because it's going to be based on you, your unique skill set, your unique gifts. So I'm happy to share that with you. If you go to Instagram, and I'm at Kerry Rowett, and just pop the word model into the chat, and there's a little automation set up, and I've got a little Loom video that I've created, which I'm so happy to share with you. It's only 5 minutes, and it can just take you through my model and help you to get started with what it is that yours could look like. I am so excited to keep on exploring this with you. So thank you so much for being here today. Again, another great episode that you might like to share with a friend who's in online business, who has a spiritually oriented business, and they might be able to support you as well as you're really feeling into how is it that I can best describe the work that I do here and now today, so that I can start in evolving this or deepening my understanding of this, creating this beautiful clarity, and this can be the beginning of your paradigm shift. I'm so excited. This was episode 121 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/121. I would love to hear your thoughts on this episode. You can find me at Kerry Rowett on Instagram. Don't forget to drop that word model into the chat if you would like me to share with you my signature model that I have been developing this year and give you some inspiration for how it is that you might start to work on yours. Thanks so much for being here, and I cannot wait to continue this conversation with you next week.